Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I know feminism was really important, man, but they can vote and they're making more money and now they're just out to get the white guys like us. Welcome to Manic Rambling Spiral. I am John R. Bray.
And I am Heather B. Armstrong.
Our introductions are the most composed part about this show. I was just realizing that because if anyone had been listening to us before we reached that point of our phone call, we're not nearly that composed or level-headed at the moment. So enjoy that while it's there, because life.
Let's start out by saying this. It is that time of year. It is September. September is when things get really wonky.
That's right. Yep. I forget. I think it's always you who reminds me of that because of the changing daylight and everything else. Mm-hmm. That's true. The daylight is weird. Although here right now is really weird because it's leaves are changing and falling and it's getting dark earlier and it's like 90 degrees. It's shitty.
It's not. Yeah, it's pretty much up in the high 80s here as well. Strange that it hasn't cooled off. Did you see video footage of that typhoon that hit Hong Kong?
I didn't. No. Well, actually, that's not true. I did see a crane. There was a crane that collapsed, I guess.
And the sound of it was just haunting, of it falling over in the wind.
I have not. I mean, I've seen pictures of Virginia, which is just underwater now. Mm-hmm. Well, I deleted Twitter from my phone.
Oh, you did?
I did it. It's been maybe 2 weeks. I did it just because it was distracting and I didn't need the distraction. And I guess I've signed in on my laptop maybe a couple times over the last 2 weeks. And every time within 30 seconds of being on there, I just realize how fucking awful it is. Like not the people. I love the people that I follow. And I know that there's always that argument with social media. Like if you don't like it, then you're following the wrong people. It's not the people. It's just everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. And the people that I follow aren't like the kind of people who are just happy to be oblivious to it and pretend that things are not the way they are. So everyone talks about it.
Right.
And it's not that by not being on Twitter, I can escape it, but I was starting to realize that I was on there so frequently that I was just seeing it so often and it was not good. It's been a really good move.
Yeah, the algorithm is such that now when I open it, all these really, really intelligent and brilliant people are dissecting everything that has gone wrong. And it's like another thing to be angry about. And in like every single tweet is like something to be angry about. Like yesterday as I was scrolling through on my desktop, it was like every single tweet was just like, this is fucked up, and this is fucked up, and this is fucked up. This is after I broke my phone.
Oh, God. Yeah, we should probably talk about that since we are having this call with you on a shattered device.
I was walking to pick up Marlo from school to walk her home. It's this new thing that we do, and I was walking Coco, and I was trying to tie up her poop bag.
Okay.
Last week it was leisurely poops, now it's poop bags. And normally I am either wearing pants that have pockets or I'm wearing my favorite jacket. But I lost my favorite jacket.
And you didn't have pants on.
I had no pants on.
Nice. That's the way to go.
So first, I lost my favorite piece of clothing.
I was going to ask what that item was, but I thought maybe it was too soon.
It was
when you texted.
It's a jacket, and like it's just the perfect item to wear at this time of year. It goes with everything. You can dress it up. You can dress it down. It's just, it's this green, kind of denim, but not real. No cloth. I don't know. It's just a green jacket. And I don't know why I love it so much, but like losing it, like I'm going to cry. I've been crying pretty much nonstop for like 5 days. And I think I finally like, you know, I woke up and I was like, oh, that's right. It's September. So yeah. It calmed me down a little bit. Like there is a reason, like it is September. So crying about my jacket is fully justified.
Oh, man.
So I didn't have any pockets on my person, and I'm carrying my phone, and I'm trying to tie up Coco's poop bag after I picked up her poop, because I'm a responsible dog owner, and I walk her on leash, and my phone just slipped out of my hand and just landed at the perfect position to shatter the screen. Just shatter it.
The last time this happened to me, I think it was 2 years ago. And I had the earbuds in, so I was listening to music, and I tucked it in the pocket of a hoodie. And I know they're not very deep, and I leaned over to get something out of the back seat of my car, and it fell out. And It was like I was just close enough to the ground that the headphones let it reach all the way.
Uh-huh.
But it hit at just the right angle that it broke, and it made a sound where the second it hit, I knew without even turning it over that it was bad.
Oh, God.
Like kind of that dull.
Yeah, that like sound. Ksh,
and you just, yes. And I knew it wasn't a crack. I knew it was just shattered.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I feel that. That is a very real kind of pain. Yep.
I haven't done this yet, but after we record, I'm going to go on Twitter and scream at the insurance company because, someone tried to break into my AT&T account, or somebody's been trying to break into my AT&T account for years. I hate AT&T for this because they've let this person add weird email addresses to my account. And that person made a claim on my phone back in July. And so,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that I didn't know.
So I went to the AT&T store and I'm like, I want a new phone. I've been paying insurance on this phone for over 2 years. And he's like, oh, yeah, it looks like somebody made a claim, so you're going to have to, like, talk to the person. So we call the person, and we sit there, and she's like, oh, yeah, okay. I'm going to send the tracking number to this email address, and it's some random Yahoo fucking shit. And I correct her, and I tell her the right email address, and then she says, we're also going to send you documentation that you have to fill out and send back to us. It has instructions in the email in order for you to get your phone replaced. The documentation has to be sent back. That was 2.5 hours ago. They have not sent me the email. I've called them 5 times.
Oh, God.
And I said, send me the email now. And he said, I just did. I said, no, you didn't. There is no email. And he said, yes, I did. I just sent it. I said, you're a fucking liar. Send me the goddamn email. Ma'am, we shouldn't use that language with me. And I said, this is a fucking scam. Where's the fucking email? Well, sometimes, you know, it just takes a long time to get an email. That's what he said to me.
Because you don't understand email, really.
I was like, dude, I've been online for fucking 25 years. I am like the grandma of the internet. It doesn't take 2 hours to get a goddamn email.
Oh, man.
I'm so mad right now.
I mean, they could have just like, I do know there. I've seen sometimes, like, it might take up to 10 minutes or whatever. Like, a small delay. 2 hours? Mm-hmm. No. So, just send it again, and then you get two of them. It's paperwork.
I gave him 3 different email addresses to send it to. I said, send it to all 3. Never got it.
They sent it to all 3 and you never got it?
Never got it.
Oh, wow.
Check your spam folder. Dude, do not think that I could... do you not understand that checking the spam folder is like the first thing I do? Sorry.
For a little context, this is all very fresh at the moment.
Like, literally, I had to delay recording because I was screaming at this person, and I don't ever, like, I avoid conflict like the fucking plague, and I was so mad because it's a scam. It's a scam. They are scamming me. He's lying. He's lying to me. And I have been paying into this insurance plan for 2 years.
And this is a separate, from AT&T.
Yeah, it's an insurance plan that they have for all sorts of carriers.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so I have it on Lita's phone, and I still pay for my cousin's phone, and I'm paying for it for her phone. I'm going to go off on fucking Twitter about this shit, and I'm going to cancel all of it. I'm done. Done. This is nothing compared to that crane falling over in Hong Kong and the winds. And it's just, you know, it's just one of those things that piles up when your day is so scheduled down to the minute where I don't want to spend an hour and a half arguing with somebody who's lying to me when I have a million other things that we have to get done, right?
Oh, yeah.
What has your week been like?
Oh, I don't even... It's Tuesday. It feels like it's like Sunday of the
next
week.
Oh, my God. It's only Tuesday.
I know. See, that's just it, is these weeks are kind of this weird combination of like, oh, my God, how is it only Tuesday? And also, holy shit, it's already Tuesday. Uh-huh. Like, there's just not enough. There's not... Oh, my God. I don't even... I know we've been down this road with time, like, repeatedly. But I was thinking recently, are you familiar with... who's the author? Nicholas Hornby?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you seen About a Boy? Or read it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, at one point... The main character in the for anyone who's seen the movie, Hugh Grant, he talks about how his day is divide. He divides it up into units of time. And for him, he doesn't do shit. So it's kind of irrelevant, but he'll get his hair done and that takes 2 units, or he'll go and get a coffee and that takes 1 unit, and the units are like 30 minutes or something. And I've started to just, I've realized that has kind of become my day. But not really? not with like the fun bullshit that he does, but just with everything. So when anything is not one of those units, like I don't know how to put it. It's like a puzzle and all the pieces have already been put in place. And then somehow you find an extra one, but there's no hole.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like I've needed to put gas in my car for 3 days. But it's out of the way.
Yeah, I know.
And it sounds dumb, and I'm sure I could get gas and everything would be fine, but it doesn't feel like it would. So I just don't. Like, I'm at a point where I kind of just want to run out on a road somewhere, because then I don't have to go anywhere. I can just fucking sit in my car, just lock the doors, recline the seat, done.
I have a mechanism on my car that tells me how many miles I have left. It's this hybrid thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It'll say, you have 7 miles left in your gas tank. And I'm like, I'm going to bring it all the way down to 1. It's like a challenge because I don't want to go to the goddamn gas station.
Yep. That's where mine is at. I am at 9, actually. You're at 9? I'm at 9. And the worst thing is, I know that, like, when it hits 0, you've still got, I don't know, 20 or 30.
At least.
Because it's, you know. So, but the theory being that it will get close to 0 and you'll panic and you'll get gas. But I'm like, oh, I hit 0 4 days ago. I'm probably still okay because, you know, and I think for me personally, what's a challenge is some of my work currently is not as fluid as it has been in the past because there's some collaboration going on. So when everything's really fluid and I can just shift pieces and do this thing later or do it earlier, there's a lot more flexibility. But when there's other people, and I know, I mean, anyone who works in an office or who doesn't work from home, I mean, is rolling their eyes at this. But when you go from having that fluidity to not, it's really hard then taking those units and building them around things that are already in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't had coffee in my house in 3 days. So I'm like,
oh God.
Yeah.
That's my, I haven't had coffee today. Shit. That's my problem. Oh.
See, well, thank I mean, I don't know if that is the problem, but that's probably one of them. I mean, I think the list is pretty long, but yeah, it's been, but I ran a half marathon 2 days ago.
Oh my God. You didn't even tell us that you're going to run a half marathon.
I actually registered for that half marathon on Wednesday of last week. So
have you been training for that?
Well, I had considered running. It's a full marathon, a half marathon. And then they do this thing. I don't know. Maybe it's common. It's called like the final 20, and it's a 20-mile race. So they had like three separate races. And I was going to do the marathon. That was my thought. And a really good friend of mine helped me put together this training plan, and I was doing it, and I was not going to happen. I think by the time I had decided to possibly run it, it was nine weeks out or 10 weeks out, which is already not a lot of time. And with everything else going on, my head just wasn't in it. So I bailed on that and decided I wasn't going to run. And then Wednesday of last week, I just decided to do the half.
Wow.
So I didn't really train, but I do longer runs every Saturday anyway. Not 13 miles, but, you know, like 8 to 10, sometimes a little over. So it
wasn't every Saturday?
Every Saturday, yeah.
Why do you do that?
That's a good question. I don't know. The training that I did for Chicago was Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday was like the regular-ish distance runs, and then Saturday was the long run. And for some reason, I have been on that schedule since Chicago.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the marathon, like those training runs were 16, 18, 20 miles sometimes.
Right.
I don't do anything like that, but I do the long run on Saturday because I have time, because it's the weekend.
Mm-hmm. And it makes you feel good?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really enjoy doing it.
And I really enjoy not doing it.
To each his or her own. Yeah, I've liked it. I mean, this is the first, I ran the marathon, then I did a 15K last year, and then this half. And the 5K that I ran with Lexton. But,
and please share with everyone what your time was.
I don't know exactly. It was 1:41 something.
It was like 1:41.
I was happy with it.
It's
I placed
amazing.
45th
That's an amazing
overall.
Time. 45th?
So, 45th out of 1,400.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I was happy with it. It was miserably hot. I mean, it was, we left at 7. So I finished like 8:30, 8:45, and it was over 80.
Oh, I mean, God.
It was miserable.
Like, that's terrible. That's terrible conditions.
Yeah. As soon as you cross the finish line, everyone's like, holy shit, that was so hot. I mean, everyone was dying. It was crazy.
Was the sun out?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And part of the race ran through like a really beautiful, scenic, wooded area that traps all of the humidity. So at like mile 8, you start realizing that like the world is closing in. Like it's harder to breathe. It was just thick. It was gross.
Yeah. Memories of running.
Yeah.
I stopped doing that. I stopped it. You know
so
what
you don't
I
run
stopped?
At all, like just period.
No. Mm-mm. No. No, running is a trigger for me, I believe now. I actually stopped all cardiovascular activity, which I'm sure a doctor would be screaming at me, but I walk. I do a lot of walking. Like I think I told you when we were in Paris and London, like over the course of 4 weeks, we walked over 250 miles.
Right.
And I find that to be a lot more rewarding than the hunger. I don't like being hungry. I hate the sensation of being hungry. And when I do running or any other cardiovascular situation, I become ravenous. And it makes me kind of hulkish.
like hangry?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I learned that I can do strength training. I do strength training twice a week. And I just walk a lot. I try to walk as much as possible. I do actually park the car as far away from the entrance of a store as possible just to get some walking in. I'm a grandma. See, this is the grandma episode.
But when walking is like low-key cardio, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, I love walking. I love walking when it's not super hot. If it's hot, I don't do so well.
Yeah.
But no, the running for me is, I can't imagine not doing it.
Yeah. I'm glad that you got into it. It's good.
Me too. Yeah. It's been a really good thing overall. And it's like the one time, like when I wake up and could go out and run, I know I can't do anything else. Like I can't be checking email. I can't be doing anything except running.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's one of the reasons that I find it so valuable is that there's just no way, to multitask. You can't, which sounds pathetic. Like I should just be able to not, but during a normal day of working and balancing everything, you just naturally do. You naturally try to do 12 things at the same time.
I start 12 projects and I realize, shit, I haven't gotten any of them done.
Yeah. And yeah. Then that's super problematic because then you get anxious that you have 12 undone things. I would rather have one thing almost done and like 11 more in the queue than 12 mm-hmm. that are like 10%. Because I feel like, I don't know, I just feel like because you started them and they're not progressing, they're slowly falling apart, like decay.
Decay.
Yeah.
Did you run with a friend on this race?
I did not.
No.
I went there. I got there like 10 minutes before we left. I was in the second wave, ran, ate a couple donuts at the end, and left. It was super uneventful. I mean, you know, that was a little weird. And I mean, it was totally my own choice because I didn't tell anybody, not even people who live by me. Like nobody knew I was running it. So there's really no way for anyone to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But it is very strange to get there. And there's like spouses that ran together, partners that are waiting with stuff, like, and I'm just sitting on the curb eating some donuts, doing my thing in the blazing sun.
Oh God. Yeah. See, I don't like that pain. I mean, I'm fascinated by pain, but that kind of pain is like, ugh.
It's a love hate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my legs are incredibly sore even today.
Oh, really?
More than they have been. Yeah. Which is a little strange, but I mean, I ran this morning, so it's not keeping me from getting out, but they definitely hurt. And I got a lot of stairs at my house. So it's a steady reminder that I ran,
mm-hmm.
but I don't regret it.
No, I mean, I'm glad you found something that brings you sort of like a zen in the midst of all of the chaos, you know?
Yes.
Somebody was asking me yesterday about my writing process, especially like in terms of like the book writing, like how he was like, so did you have somebody like sitting over you and making sure that you were doing, you know, X amount of words? And I was like, no, like, I had a due date, and so I had to calculate myself how many words I would get done every week. And I would write for 5 or 6 hours, and then I would go walk. And during those, especially January, February, March, April, I listened to several true crime podcasts as I walked. Very, very interesting ones. And that was like, it was like a wonderful break in my day. Like it was very, I felt very indulgent. It was like an hour of walking, listening to a podcast.
And that was part of your routine?
That was my routine. Yeah. Did it like every day, Monday through Friday.
Was this person asking though, in the sense like, cause I get this a lot because I work just for myself at home, and like, were they wondering how you kept on it, how you stayed focused without someone there?
Yes. They were just like, well, then how did you like, he was like, I've really never talked to somebody who's written a book before. Like, what is like, is there a team of people who are screaming at you? do they give you a schedule? Like he didn't, I was like, no, like I had to figure that shit out on my own. And it was actually a lot it wasn't nearly as grueling as I thought, because I was like, okay, I just need to get this amount of words done. And breaking it up into those units, back to the unit parts.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking it down to those units was like, it was little bite-sized baby steps. And so it wasn't this overwhelming, oh my God, I have to cram for this exam that is in 4 hours. So
I think, though, the question always fascinates me, because really? I do think that it does take a certain type of person or a certain type of discipline to be a sole proprietor and stay on task and get your stuff done. You have to be able to focus enough to make that work. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I feel like being that only, and maybe this is comes back to single parenting too, but being that only person makes you almost more accountable. Like, I mean, working in an office job, I knew that if some project went south and it was on me, I would have to sit down with my manager and talk about what went wrong or whatever. Or, I mean, maybe if it was terrible, there'd be some sort of disciplinary something. But that's like one project and one thing. And there was a really clear division between, I screwed up this project, but everything else is cool. But as when you work for yourself, at least for me, I feel like I do a fine job of screaming at myself inside my head. And I'm like more afraid to fail because I think I let that spiral. Like, it's not mm-hmm. just a project. It's your life. Like, I didn't complete this successfully.
Yeah, your name is on it.
And my name is on it, and everything is over. Mm-hmm. So it's almost more motivating. I'm more afraid of myself than I am of some boss in an office, which is probably not especially healthy, but it works. I get my shit done.
You get your shit done. We get our shit done.
Yeah.
We get it done.
For the most part. There's just so much of it. Like, you just can't shovel fast enough.
Mm-mm. My face is swollen from crying. I look beat up.
Yeah.
And yeah,
it's only Tuesday.
And part of the problem is, well, yeah, I broke my phone, and like, I don't know. It was one of those, you know, when you do something stupid like that and you're just like, if I had just set down my phone while I tied the poop bag, I wouldn't be in this predicament. Why did I not do that?
Oh, yeah.
You're just like, if I had just changed that one little inch of my life, we wouldn't be in this predicament.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We're watching The Handmaid's Tale. Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah. You mentioned that to me a few weeks ago. I haven't.
I literally cried. I sobbed throughout the entire episode last night. I sobbed. Like, I was, like, my body was like, sobbing.
Is this like a you and Lita show or you and Cowboy? Like, I don't know where
me
the
and
show
Cowboy.
Falls. Okay.
It's just the most brutal fucking show ever. I mean, it's so fucking brutal. And last night's episode in particular, I just, like, there were these two specific themes going on, and both of them hit very, very close to home for me. And I was just sobbing. And so I woke up this morning and looked at the mirror, and I was like, oh my God, Heather, pull yourself together.
Oh, wow.
It looks like somebody has punched me in both eyes.
That does not necessarily make me want to watch it, but I've heard it's good.
It's one of the most beautifully shot and well-written and well-acted shows I've ever seen. The cinematography, it's incredible. And Elizabeth Moss, who is the star of the show, is just fucking brilliant. She's so good. She didn't win the Emmy last night. I saw that. Don't watch the show if you're trying not to cry.
Maybe not until after September. Let's get through September.
Yeah. How can we make September even more sad? Let's take women and rape them over and over again in some biblical colony.
Oh, wow. Sorry. I honestly don't even know anything about it. So that's,
yeah,
that's, huh.
I'm not spoiling anything by saying that.
Interesting. So. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, the sobbing makes sense then. Wow. It really is September. It has been a while since we talked about mental health. So,
yeah, you know, I actually went and saw my psychiatrist last Thursday, and I was in good spirits. He told me that I looked better than I'd have ever looked before. He said, "You're glowing, you know, like you look great. Things seem well for you." And I said, "Things are well for me, and I have bad days. But I have a baseline now where I know that it's just a bad day and that tomorrow could be much, much, much better. Like, I'm not like, oh my God, this bad day is never going to end. It's always going to be like this. Like, I'm so grateful that I've been given my baseline back. As happy as I am, there's still like right now, I want to murder.
Right. Which is normal, though. I mean, maybe not the urge to murder, but... To have those days, that's what it should be, is you have those days. It's not like you have 40 of those days in a row, which you know well.
Which I know well.
Mm-hmm. It's good that you remember that, though. I mean, it sounds weird. It's good that you remember what that was like, because now you are able to say, well, the last couple of days have been shit, but I remember how it felt, and this is not that.
Right. This is not that.
Yeah.
Like, I'm able right now, even as I was huffing and puffing and trying to get all the equipment set up just now, like...
We should have recorded that. Man.
We should have recorded. I'm like... I was like, this is like fucking monster. Like, in the back of my head, I was like, but there's this good thing that happened, and there's this good thing that happened, and there's this good thing that's going to happen in a few days. Like, I still had that in the back of my head, which is good.
Oh, yeah.
Which means my meds are working. I'm trying to get good sleep. I'm walking.
It's things that they don't sound significant, and maybe individually they're not, but when you can keep them all together, it makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Sleep is a big one. This last week has been really rough for me in terms of sleep. I've been on a pretty standard routine for a while, and coming off of it is nightmarish. It's terrible. I am completely exhausted. And it has made me realize how much that routine has actually helped.
What interrupted your sleep?
Just trying to fit everything in and get work done around homeschool, around life.
Yeah.
And this past weekend, Lexton was with Heather. And that's a weekend where I try to get shit done.
You go party.
Totally. Yeah. Hit up the bars. Yep. No. And, you know, my Friday night was working until 1 a.m. and then picking it up again in the morning on Saturday. And then Sunday was the half marathon, and I came home and my fucking dryer broke. And Sunday is like, that's laundry day for all of the laundry, including the clothes that Lexton comes home with. And I spent all day yesterday trying to figure out how to juggle the laundry and make it work and when to fit that in, because laundry is one of those things where hands-on time is super low. So when you're home, you can throw in a load and do other things for an hour, but not when you have to go somewhere to do the laundry.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. So,
So did you get it fixed?
Nope. My landlord is very nice. And has a different attitude than I do about repairs. Mm-hmm. They're not quite as urgent. And she, honestly, if she gets it fixed, it'll probably, since I've been here, she's probably put $400 or $500 into this dryer.
Oh my God.
It's probably a $400 dryer. So you should probably just buy a new one. But instead she calls this repair guy who comes over, who is kind of like the dude from Big Lebowski. If the dude was like a really big fan of far right radio programming.
Oh no.
Oh yeah. Like everything about him for the first couple minutes is the third or fourth time I've seen him. He is the dude. Everything about how he talks, his mannerisms, how he looks, how he dresses, everything. But then after that, like, coating wears off, it's just not fun.
Does he listen to it while he's repairing things?
Sometimes he's had it on, or he'll talk to me about it, about how I should listen to Ben Shapiro and how Ann Coulter is really great because she's
not Ben Shapiro. Are you kidding me?
Oh no, this is really, yeah. This was yesterday. He was here, was talking about how, I wish I could remember the quote, because it was something like, I know feminism was really important, man, but they can vote and they're making more money. And now they're just out to get the white guys like us. Yep. But he says it like the dude. So there's this huge disconnect between, like, that's not what I'm expecting at all. In like 5 minutes, it was that feminism was great, but now we've had enough. And the police shoot more white guys than black guys. And there was one other thing. He goes on just these massive rolls of whatever and talks a lot. So, you know, so he'll probably be back, which will be awesome. I think I'm going to try to not be here if possible.
So at the last rental that I had, my mother and my father went in and bought me a washer and dryer to put into, because they didn't have it at the house.
Ah, okay. But they had the hookup?
They had the hookup, but they just didn't have the appliances. And it was sort of like a housewarming gift to me. And it was, these were like sort of standard, you know, standard issue wash machine, standard issue dryer. And I have owned very expensive washing machines and dryers. And the newfangled washing machines and dryers are shit. They're absolute shit.
Yes. That's the one area where I agree with him on.
Yeah. And moving in here, Cowboy had these, I can't believe I'm calling him Cowboy. It's just so weird. He had these LG, like, really, really electronic front loader shit.
Oh, yeah, with all the light up panels and, yeah.
Yeah, and it makes the do-do-do-do-ding, like the yep. funny robot noises and... It was terrible because you can only get, like, you can't wash two rugs, two bath mats at one time, and it gets off kilter and it, like, goes off balance, and the dryer wasn't drying things. And I was like, dude, I have volunteered to take care of all the laundry because I'm at home. I work from home and I can put in loads while I'm in the middle of me checking email and writing. And I love to do laundry because it makes me feel productive. And I said, I can't do laundry with those machines.
Yep. There is something to be said for that. Mm-hmm. I never imagined that we'd be going into laundry-related appliances on this episode. But I will share some wisdom that I have received from the conservative dude, because... He says the same thing, like the LG, any of these like schmancy light up, front load, reduced water, they're shit.
Yeah.
They sound cool and they have cool features. They just don't, work well. They don't work for long enough. And the one that he has repeatedly like sworn by every time he talks about it is this Whirlpool dryer. Where you pull the lint thing from on top, not from inside the door, but from like on top, and it's the long kind of bent piece of screen. I know that because I grew up with that dryer. Like it worked mm-hmm. really well. Super great dryer. They've totally changed. He now thinks those are shit too. But I did find out from him, there's a company, I want to say they're based out of Wisconsin, but I could be totally wrong. It's called Speed Queen. And they're
Speed Queen.
Yeah. And they're super, super, super basic, like white. Just they don't have the glass yeah. doors. They're not, I don't think they're high efficiency, but he said they're just absolutely unbelievable machines. And he said they're the company that makes a lot of the machines that like apartment buildings will use where you put the coins in. Like they hold mm-hmm. up to a beating.
Yeah.
I don't have one. I've never bought one, but they sound pretty great.
I'm going to write that down, Speed Queen. Like the ones that I have are basic white. Like there's nothing fancy about them at all. And they get laundry done. Like I never have to worry about it not drying. Like I can wash like four towels and four bath mats and one load and then put it into the dryer and it all gets dried. Like these machines, and they're not pretty and they're not fancy. They just get it done. And that's so important when you're trying to get all this laundry done, because there's a lot of laundry.
Well, that's important for laundry. Just, I feel like Pinterest has ruined the laundry room. Like, I know that this basic-ass white dryer does not look nearly as cool as those side-by-side LG machines with the drawers right? in it. But I don't care, because for one, I don't watch it wash my shit. And I just want it to get clean. Like that's, I just yeah. want to put it in and know that when I take it out, it is clean.
Uh-huh.
It could, if it looks cool, awesome, but it doesn't matter.
I don't want to have to worry about whether or not the machine is going to go, that machine was constantly, if you put just one sock too many, it'd go off kilter and stop. And you would have to go reset it.
Yep.
And it kept happening and happening and happening. And there are six of us here. Every other week, there's six of us in this house. Like, we joke about how Mormon we've become.
Oh, God.
Like, when we go out to dinner or we're ordering tickets for something, it's like, six. And so the laundry is, you know, it's a thing. It's a lot. Like, especially with my children. I think we've talked about this. I think my daughter is getting up in the middle of the night and changing pajamas like seven times because there's so many fucking pajamas in her dirty clothes. But yeah, the old machines are the way to go. That is the Manic Rambling Spiral endorsement.
Yeah, get an old machine. He recommends finding a refurbished machine from a reputable repairman. I don't know how you find a fucking reputable appliance repairman, to be honest with you. But that's what he said. He said, get one of those. Ask what's been done to it. I don't know. I just want a dryer. I'll take a newfangled one. I'll take an old fangled. I just need to wash my, I just need to wash stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Like what I took the time to do was calculate the bare essentials. Like, do we have enough pair of underwear and socks to get through to the weekend? Like if I need him to rewear some shorts, then it's what I'm gonna do, because I don't know what else to do. I just don't.
Oh man, you gotta get that dryer fixed.
Oh God, I know. Oh,
that's almost as important as a phone.
I know, like, it really is. I need to check in with her, and I know that I'll call my landlord, and she'll be like, oh, I thought I called you yesterday. And, well, you didn't. So it'd be really helpful if you did. Yeah.
Oh, it's good to laugh. It's good to laugh right now. Thank you. I need to laugh.
See, all it took was a clothes dryer. It's the little things. Sometimes all it takes is a little thing to totally send life into a shit storm. But sometimes all mm-hmm. it takes is the little things to bring it right back.
You know, yesterday I retraced my steps trying to find my jacket. We had gone to a bar, a popular bar here in Salt Lake, and I showed up at the bar at the moment it opened at 4:00.
Oh my God.
And I walk in, I'm like, hi. Oh, she's wow. like, can I see your ID? You can't go into a bar without showing your ID in Utah. And I'm like, I don't want to drink anything. I just want my jacket. And she's like, I need to see your ID first. And they go and they look in the lost and found and they can't find it. And she comes out and she's like, you know, jackets and sunglasses are the things that get most stolen at bars. She's like, I can go check the footage on the camera if you remember what time you were here, but it's going to take a little while. And I'm like, please go check the, please go check the camera footage. Please, please. Oh my God.
Did she actually?
She did.
Wow.
It took her like, I waited for like a half hour because, I mean, this is how, this is stupid. I know.
Did you drink
but
though?
This Jack.
Did you get a drink? Did you get a drink?
No.
Oh, come on. You had a half an hour.
I know. I just didn't. I was just so anxious. I just was like, please, 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 please let them have found it. And she came out and she's like, ah, we don't see anything, but give me your name and your number and we'll call you.
Did she see that you had it there though?
No, she didn't. She said that it was just too fuzzy. She couldn't make out anything.
Hmm. I don't think I'd want, like, I'm sure it was a great jacket, but if I found a jacket, I wouldn't wear it. Like, I wouldn't even, like, wash it and then wear it. I mean, I couldn't dry it anyway, but I still wouldn't. That is so weird to me.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
But then, going back to the mental health aspect of this, we were all sitting around having dinner last night, and Lita started talking about these dreams that she's had recently. And
which she does sometimes, right? Like, she will tell you about her dreams.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't really like to hear about people's dreams. If somebody's like, do you want to hear about my dream? I'm like, no.
I know. I remember that. That's why I asked. Yep.
No. She was on one last night, and I was watching my DNA and her father's DNA combined as she told this story. It's really hysterical. Like, we were all just in stitches. And the way she was telling it and the flair with which she was telling it was like one of the most remarkable things to behold in my child, like this fully realized human being. And I just, like, all night long, I had this grin on my face, like, oh my God, my kid is just fucking amazing. Even though I broke my phone, even though I lost my favorite piece of clothing, even though, like, the world is ending.
Even though someone was telling you about their dream. You were cool with it.
Yeah. Just count your blessings, count your blessings.
See, we'll get there.
Name them one by one. What?
We'll get there.
Yeah. Everything is okay.
Yeah, maybe. Starting to feel like we should record these on like Thursday or Friday or something when we're not staring down the bulk of the week. Or start recording them on Saturday, like, with a drink.
Cracked open a Pabst.
Yeah.
Let's do it then.
Exactly. Because I just know. Although I will say, this is a major shout out to, I don't know what she is, I guess my ex-mother-in-law-ish, Heather's mom. She has so kindly volunteered to pick Lexton up from his two classes at the high school.
Oh, nice.
And which will give me, I think, a total of like 3.5 hours of uninterrupted time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm.
Oh, that's incredible.
I'm so excited. It's also been one of those periods where, not even in like a needy way, he's just been especially talkative. Like, yeah, it got to a point yesterday where I'm sure I was an asshole, but I flat out interrupted him and I said, I need you to stop talking to me for an hour. Like, I don't want to hear another word. And then I put on a pair of headphones while I was looking at him. Like, staring him in the eyes and putting them on, and then I turned back to my laptop, and he did not say a word. And I finally took him off. I'm like, I'm sorry, but I can't possibly talk to you every 5 minutes and be productive. That's not how this works. Yep.
Oh man, that's yep. Where having another person in the home comes in really handy.
Oh yeah,
like, go talk to that person.
Yeah. And I do think a piece of that is also just him realizing, I mean, it's like summer, like when they're home for summer, we're still working at home. Now he's just home more in the school year because that's what's going on, you know? And some of the thing that's what was sad is because some of what he was talking about was actually like lesson related. It was just not stuff I needed. It's just stuff he was coming up with. So I probably should have been a little more patient, but I wasn't there.
We all have those moments.
Yes, we do. It just so happens that this week is one of those moments. the entire week is a moment filled with units of time that are irrelevant at this point.
Yesterday I lost, well, like I shouldn't have reacted this way, but Lita gets home about 2 minutes before I leave to go get Marlo, and when I returned from having gotten Marlo, Lita was upstairs in her bedroom, and I said, Lita, I need you to come downstairs for a minute. She's like, are you okay? I was like, I dropped my phone. I shattered my screen. I've got to go to the AT&T store. Can you please help your sister with her homework and with her piano? And she's like, yeah, are you going to be okay? I'm like, I'm going to be fine. Everything will be fine.
Little did you know, everything would not be fine.
Little did I know that they are scamming me. Oh, they are, man. A scam. They lied.
So you know what you're doing with your afternoon then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm gonna go cancel all of that shit and then complain about it on Twitter. Fucking liars.
I might have to sign on to Twitter just for that. We'll see.
Like, people should know about this. Like, people need to know. Like, don't use this company for insurance for your phone because it's a scam. People need to know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if it's something you're paying for and they're not holding up their end of the bargain, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. Don't mess with that shit. Hopefully other people are having slightly more mellow week and a better September. But if not, remember that it is September.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not alone on that. It's a thing. And there's in the spring too, right? Like, isn't it on mm-hmm. both ends, or is March. It not bad in the spring?
It's in March and September.
March yeah. and September.
Yeah. If you're waking up with like and being seized with an inexplainable sense of anxiety, it's September.
So it's explained.
It's September, that's why.
So let us know. I mean, sometimes it helps to share your unexplained anxiety. So as always, you can email us to stories@manicramblings.com. And you can find us all over socially on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Manic Ramblings. And because we love to save this for the very last couple minutes, you can also find us on Patreon. Under Manic Ramblings as well. So patreon.com/manicramblings, I believe, or you can search for us. But we're there.
Yeah. And I just did a lip smack. Sorry, Ryan.
had to squeeze one in.
Until next time, don't fucking lie to me and tell me that you just sent me an email when you didn't just send me an email. I am not stupid. God damn it. Stop lying.
Did you check your spam?
Many thanks to Tan Lines for the soundtrack, to Lisa Congdon for the cover art, and to Ryan Coomer for his expertise with the editing stuff.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.